Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise. Stay tuned because we got Christian Mizzi and Frank Pierce coming in live in studio to play some music for you.
Tell you about the first time I saw her. Can't love at first sight be true? She turned back and smiled at me. Seemed to feel the same way too. There ain't nothing greater than them skies above. Well, okay, that much is true. And I know you've heard it all before, my friend, but well, hey, know the way that girls do the things they do. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Whoa, whoa, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Whoa, yeah, there's nothing better than we two. A couple weeks later, see her out with a friend, and I couldn't help myself, and so I just sat and stared at the two of them. There's something from way deep down inside of me. Right there, my feet, they started walking. Well, I swear I thought I was gonna cause a scene, but I just walked right up, my lips, they started talking. Girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa, whoa, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa, yeah, there's nothing better than we two. Believe it either. You see the two of us walking down the road hand in hand, and I'm here to tell you when she looks at me, well, I know I finally found my long lost friend. Cause that girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa, yeah, girl, I see the magic in you. Cause that girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa, I believe it's true. Whoa, say, girl, you got the magic in her. You, that girl can do anything. Yes, I know it's true. Whoa, yeah, there's nothing better than me too.
Breaking the lock and suit up, stretch out, lock down, marching for the wild stuff. Hey, almost at the top. Gondola doors popping open, smoky clouds drifting out. Weekday worries slipper when the snow glazed sun. Deep breath strapping, we're out on the first run. Picking lines on the side, so we dip into the trees. Scan the gaps, hits and drops, lots of thanks to ride free. Your heart just pounding, it's beating like a drum. Angels screaming, the wind is your song. Raging down the face, feeling loose, feeling kind. Water, breath and bone, water calms and mind. The mountain shows you where to go, you choose your own way. Hit the lip and sail away. Three, two, down. The sun's about to set. Hard lines, life's fine. Life, live with no regret. Release your soul, you lift it to the sky. Let it all out, yeah, the deepest of sighs. An avalanche of worries just waiting to cascade. Rising up all around you, trapped within the icy crates. I come to the top, see them stretch all around. Deep breath, strapping, ride them all down. Hey, oh, hey.
Shovel Brown says, hey, what the fuck? Darren rolls up with a half horizon's finger, and we all sit in the sun. We all send smoke, drinking down jokes from the coffee back to the beer. There's not pink, so we rolled another one just as long as she gets here. Once in time, just to get a hint, smells so nice to the old dog parts, and then the whole yard smells like shit. Well, 8-7-8, brown and mace, a spot that we all know. After work, good for the game, that's where we all would go. Was a basement suite with nothing to eat, couple couches on the fire. You can roll another joint if you found a paper, but the bone would get you higher.
Taught me how to play. He said, son, don't you go begging when you hold the ace of tray. When you hold the ace of tray. They took you down to old Fort Smith, sick as I could be. And they handed me a letter saying, son, come home to me. Son, come home.
From school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CATR FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee. Jason Paulette is unfortunately away today. I'm sure he's listening, though. Hi, Jason, if you can hear me. We started that set off this morning with that girl from Stanley, or from Fatty Fatty and the Roaches off of Stanley. We heard I from Los Furios off their latest album, Run Devil Run. We then moved on to Three Dubes from Fuzzcat, as well as 878 from The Get Down. They are going to be playing this coming Saturday at the Anza Club for the Summer Starts Dance Party. It's going to be a good show. You should go check it out. We also heard Hang Me Oh Hang Me from Deep Dark Woods out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And now, we're live in studio with a couple folks from the land down under. All the way from, should I say, Melbourne-ish area, Australia. We have Christian Meezy. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay. And Frank Pierce.
Hey.
Couple wonderful musicians who are just came into Vancouver about a week ago. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Cool. And you're in Canada for about 3 months, and you're going to be traveling around playing music for us lovely Canadians.
Yeah, pretty much. Just traveling around and you know, meeting people and checking out the scene here. Yeah.
Awesome. So why don't we give the people a little bit of background? You guys, I guess you Christian, have been a solo artist over the years.
Yep.
Singer-songwriter. And Frank, you've been playing with a few different bands as well.
Yeah, I'm a bass player, so we're pretty in demand.
Just a band slut, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, not quite.
Cool, all right. So, Christian here from Mo.
Yeah, Moe. You say Moe in Australia?
Moe, okay.
Yeah. It's a little town based around a power plant. Very small country town, and grew up there. And it's about a 2-hour drive from Melbourne. So,
okay.
Yeah, still accessible, but far enough to have that country vibe.
Yeah, still a little bit out in the boonies.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and what is Gippsland?
Gippsland is the region where I'm from. Kind of like you would call it a province here.
Okay.
Yeah, like little regions that divide our states, kind of thing. And Gippsland is pretty large. You know, Moe is part of that small region. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you got a few albums under your belt, to my knowledge. You recorded your first one back in 2001?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was actually recorded in 95, but I didn't have the money to put it out until 2001. So
wow.
Yeah, so they were pretty old songs, my first real attempt at putting an album together. And but after that, went on and did the solo one. In 2008,
right?
I think. And
The Road Between.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you've your latest release, Beautiful World.
Yep.
Put out about a year ago.
Yeah, pretty much a year in the next couple of months. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Cool. And that one is Christian, Mizzy, and the Sirens, which, Frank, you are a part of.
Yep, and I'm the entire representation of the band in Canada as well.
Awesome.
Yep, I'm trying my best. Yep.
Well, filling all parts really well.
Cool. So where are the rest of the Sirens? They're still at home, I take it?
Yeah, it's pretty much the core of the group is Frank and myself. You know, the rest of the guys have changed over time. Kieran, the guitarist, has been with us from the start also, but he's part of many other bands back home as well.
Right.
So he's fairly well committed. Yeah. Adam, the drummer, is also in other bands. I mean, in Melbourne, there's just so much music and not a lot of money spread around the musicians, so you got to play as much as you can, and sometimes one band doesn't fulfill all the needs, so
yeah, for sure.
As a songwriter, you just grab who you can get at the time, really, who's gonna, you know, can play with you, and you hope that the guys that record with you are the ones that kind of you hope
stick
to find them enough
you.
Work. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
But sometimes it's tricky. So yeah, Frank and I decided to come on our own just to bit more cost effective that way too.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So
You guys came into Vancouver about a week ago, and you are traveling across Canada over the next 3 months on the Festival Arts Bus.
Yeah, that's it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this whole concept and...
Cool. I guess it's kind of a bit of an extension of some of the activities we've done in Melbourne. So we ran like an artist initiative warehouse and stuff, and did a whole bunch of crazy community vibes and went and set up stages at festivals and just had a lot of fun working with people and getting everyone involved and creating really nice artwork. So I guess it's the idea behind the bus is that we're just grabbing as many artists and musicians as we can, and we're going to art our way across Canada. We're visiting a lot of festivals and towns, and like we'll end up in Quebec, and then we're going to come back in a big yellow school bus. So that's the project this time.
Nice. And,
yeah, the mastermind behind the bus is Alex, who's been here for... I'm not exactly sure how long, at least 6 months, but it's his kind of brainchild, and we jumped on board. And
yeah. he's Australian as well.
Yeah, yep. And he was one of the ones behind all our activities in Melbourne as well. So yeah.
So how many people are the main core of the Festival Arts Bus?
The main core. Well, we purchased the bus together three ways.
Okay.
And from there, we're going to picking up different passages at different legs of the journey.
Right.
And they're going to kind of help with the just the general maintenance.
Fund the travel of the bus, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So the core group, the three of us, will stay on for the whole trip.
Right.
Until Burning Man in September. This morning I think we're taking 12 passengers to Entheos Festival and... then once we get to Montreal, we're going to be picking up another group of people to come make our way back.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Big adventure. We're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
So are you guys sleeping in the bus, or are you going to be bringing tents and camping around, or what's the story on that?
I think it's kind of like we'll suss it out as we go. Like, we've got the ability to do both, but we're just going to have to get everybody as comfy as possible. So will depend on the site and the weather and all these things. But
we
can sleep on the bus, or we've got tents just in case. Yeah.
Cool. So what's going to happen on the bus when you get back to Vancouver? Is that...
The bus will be travelling on. Like, I think Alex is going to be taking it down into the States, and he will continue on the Festival Arts Bus saga until he sees ready. But Frank and I are heading back to Australia in early September, so
yeah,
that's when we check out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. You feel like playing a couple tunes for us here?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Well, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. Live in studio, we have Christian Mizzi and Frank Pierce. We're going to play some songs left for us. So what do you got in store here?
This one is called World Turns. It's actually, it will be on the current album that we're recording while in Canada. We're going to be kind of recording on the road. So yeah, this is one of those songs.
Nice, fresh, hot track.
Yeah.
Still unreleased?
Yeah, still unreleased. First time heard in Canada on the radio. Let's do it.
As a baby, my mother loved me so. Her eyes alive with promise and her words were full of hope. She said this world was limitless, and if I so believed, I could plant my dreams into the earth and my destiny conceived. When I was a young boy, my father told me, son, when face to face with enemies, don't you hesitate or run. There's just 1 minute's difference between the slayer and the slain. And when that moment's passed, you might not get that chance again. The world turns as I grow. The more I learn, the less I know. The world turns as I grow. The more I learn, the less I know. When I was a young boy with a rose between my teeth, I wore my heart upon the outside and my darkness underneath. And the women taught me many things of bodies, hearts and souls. While we dreamed of wine and roses, we were living stone and bones. When I became a worker, I had a worker's uniform. With blood under my fingernails and a rattle in my lungs. And I'm saving for some rainy day to enjoy the work I've done. But like most Australian workers know, the rain just never comes. The world turns as I grow. The more I learn, the less I know. The world turns as I grow. I became a father, my daughter asked me why. If this life is full of miracles, why I was born to die. And I gazed upon her innocence with a tear behind my eye. Cause I knew I could not answer without telling her a lie. The world it turns as I grow. The more I learn, the less I know. World turns as I grow, the more I learn, the less I know.
Fantastic egg work.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Your harmonies are pretty awesome, and guitar playing is pretty tricky. There, some good finger picking, and to my knowledge, I guess you've won a couple awards, or is it a award for best guitarist?
Oh yeah, we got this this festival back home called the Port Fairy Folk Festival, and it's an annual event. And yeah, I managed to snag a free guitar out of the award. Yeah, they kind of, that was the prize, a crafted guitar. So yeah, nice. It's pretty wrapped. Yeah.
Is that the one you're playing right now, or is it?
No. I chose an electric one for that. Yeah, okay. It's a nice Dean. It's a jazz. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did so? When was that? When was it that you played that festival?
I think it was like about 2005.
Okay, yeah, a little ways back.
It was a while ago, yeah. As I said earlier, kind of been traveling around playing solo for a few years before forming the band. And yeah, so I, you know, when I was doing that, because I was a solo artist, I had time to just kind of go and play every festival and everywhere I could. Once the band kind of formed, we brought the circle back in, and we focused a lot of our energy on each other and just creative things in the studio and stuff, rather than playing.
Just getting out and playing lots
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah.
I guess it gets a little bit more tricky, too, once you have a lot more people involved getting organized and getting on the road. And
That's it.
All that stuff.
It's like organizing a big family, you know? They've all got their own lives and their own needs. And, yeah, when we come together, it's great, but it's sometimes pretty hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. So are there a lot of... is the music scene pretty vibrant down in the south of Victoria?
Oh yeah, it's really good. Yep. So much to do in Melbourne. You can actually get stuck there because there's so many places to play, you know. But I guess much the same as any city, you reach your limit or whatever is. When you want to expand it, you've got to just get out and see other places, other countries, and check it out that way. But Melbourne is really cool. I suggest anyone that's interested in playing music visit there if they can. It's great. Many opportunities for musicians.
So it seems as though there's a few different music festivals you've at least played, and that there's going on around there. The Basin Music Festival, is that's where you won the guitar?
Oh, that's a different one. I won a different guitar.
Oh, you're a multiple guitar winner.
I haven't paid for many of my guitars at all, actually. But, this one was a different one. It's a bit more of a grassroots level festival, and, kind of had a really good year that year. Managed to win a headline slot and win a songwriting competition that year. So I was given a locally made, handcrafted guitar.
Nice.
Pretty sweet, yeah.
What kind of guitar is that?
It's called a Amos guitar, and he's a local guy from the area. He lives up in the hills there and crafts guitars, and it's a really sweet guitar. Again, I didn't bring it to Canada, but it's a small body, kind of very deep. It's kind of like as deep as a dreadnought, but it's a small body. It's really, really resonant, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice. Mm. So is there any other festivals we should know about if we're ever in the south of Victoria, like the Boolaroo Folk Fest?
Oh, the
Boolara?
Boolara, yeah.
Boolaroo.
Boolara Folk Festival is kind of a bit out of town. It's back near my hometown, actually, and they're amazing organisers of events. They run the whole thing for free, and there's usually, I think it's one of the only kinds in Victoria that's a free festival. For everybody, and it goes for one day, but it's an annual event, and it's usually around 2,000 to 3,000 people at one time, kind of thing. So throughout the day, it gets pretty big. It's nice. It's nice and family vibe, and plenty of dancing and folk music and fiddles and. Slap, toe tap, and slow, slap and music. Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
Nice.
Mm.
Cool. Well, you got another tune you feel like playing?
This one's called Road. And this one's off their Beautiful World album.
And it won't feature the shaker. I think I just gave up before.
No shaking? Put that one back on the shelf.
I fill up my days with obligations when inspirations are running dry. But it's a long, lonely hour when the clouds block the sun and the feeling is gone, so I'm walking away from it now. No, I don't wanna hurt nobody, so don't you stand in my way, 'cause my faith is strong and my heart's never wrong, so I'm doing whatever it says. And I wanna sing just like a bird all of the things I've learned. You cannot say I am wrong,
ask you to come along. 'Cause it's my road and I walk it alone. Please don't ask me to stay. To find my own way. Time can seem like your best friend. Sometimes a stalker you cannot evade. Between the burdens and the joys, I'll do what I can to keep being your man, but sometimes I'm only a boy. And to be at peace with the world and be in love with a girl who cannot say that she agrees. Songs are songs that I believe. Hey, yeah, but it's still my road, and I walk it alone. And there's no free ride if you're staying here by my side, 'cause I only know if my heart says so. Please don't ask me to stray. I got to find my own way.
All right, that sounds awesome. Thanks. Great harmonies, by the way, man. You guys are nailing that.
Yeah, cheers.
Cool. Well, what was that song called again?
That's called Road.
Road.
Yeah.
And before that, what was the song before that?
Called World Turns.
World Turns. New, fresh single from Christian Mizzi. How do you pronounce your last name again?
It's Mizzi or Mizzi. It's from Malta.
Mizzi.
Yeah, okay. It's my family name. So, yeah. I think I just stick to it, even though people have some trouble with it.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to take a little break here, and we will be back shortly for some new songs from Christian Mizzi and Frank Pierce, who came all the way from Melbourne, Australia, just to play right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
But I want you all the more for that. And words fall through me and always fool me, and I
never amount to more than they're meant. Will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time.
Young gal done you bad, now when it did you when you get high. Every time you call it round, to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it! My life has value!
These trying miles for the sake of those I love, I guess. But I confess it's testing at the best of times, so I find that I digress. And I know I've got to sift through all of this fool's gold till I find the stuff I'm looking for. Which open door should I explore if I ain't never seen nor been nor felt it before? If I long, has made it worse now that I'm trying to tell you who I am. So if you're thinking that I'm sinking in this thing, just pull the pin and let me start again. I've been imagining this fascinating change we've been waiting all our lives to see. But it's a struggle keeping up filling my cup, and I ain't got no stuff to strut. I'm only waking up today, it seems. So how long should I ride this highway blind with knuckles white wound up this tight? My blood's on.
Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. Live in studio, we have Christian Meese and Frank Pierce, who came all the way from Australia to play for us right here on Friday Sunrise. That's the only reason they came to Canada, was to pretty much play here.
That's it.
Yeah,
this
we're about to go
for
home
me.
Now.
Yeah, this place is famous back home.
Cool. So, we got about 25 minutes before Marie Bernard steps into the studio for Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. So we're going to try and squeeze a few more songs out of these boys while they're here. I should backtrack and let you know what we just played there. We started that set off with... we heard Falling Slowly from The Frames, as well as... a little bit of Ryan Adams, as well as The Ship Song from Nick Cave, who is also from Melbourne, Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've seen him live a few times?
Yeah, he plays the big arenas now, but yeah, he's...
Been around for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Then we also heard WKH, which stands for...
White Knuckle Highway. It's kind of an angry driving song.
Right. And that was off of Beautiful World, your latest album. Now, right at the start of that song, you had a little piece of the 1976 film Network.
Yeah, that's it. You got
Did you have to pay royalties to that at all, or is it just no? You haven't gotten in trouble or anything?
Originally, we had a whole section from that film, which is that speech there, where he addresses the nation, and we called the states to try and get the rights to have it on our CD, but they said no. So I think we learned a law that you can have something like less than 8 seconds of stuff without having to pay any royalties, so that's what we did.
clever.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Nice. Well, it sounds pretty darn good.
Cool.
So, yeah. What else to say here? I know you've been hailed for your lyrics from many different people. Do you think... You think you became a poet before you became a musician, or it all just kind of came together hand in hand?
Yeah, I think hand in hand. I've always listened to the song, singer-songwriter music, and that's the stuff I grew up on, Neil Young and Bob Dylan and Nick Cave and Tom Waits, these kind of guys that marry music and lyrics together really well. And, yeah, the writing, every time I tried poetry when I was younger, but it always... I could always hear music when I wrote anyway, so it always ended up being a song, even when I was trying to do poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But
yeah, I'm into it.
Cool, man. Well, Speaking of poems and songs, you got another one for us?
Yeah, sure. This is this one's called Troubled Man, and it's from a solo EP.
The Road Between?
Yeah, The Road Between, yep.
Not very good.
Sorry, listeners.
The
troubled man holds it all together with a subtle plan. The everyday surrender of the peace he'll never find, of the life he left behind. He understands that somewhere between the sunsets and the traffic jams, there's a place in everybody trying to get free that maybe no one wants to see. And the fear and pain and guilt like blood that's running through his veins, among these hills and streets, these people always running from the blame. Something they want to change, but most just stay the same. And here he stands, naked, cold, and shaking in his lover's hands. He thinks she must be faking. Can she really love a man with so much trouble on his hands? So he tears himself away. Peace is for another day. No matter how he tries to change, most things stay the same. Troubled man, troubled man, troubled man, troubled man.
You.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thanks, man.
So that was Troubled Man?
That was Troubled Man.
I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Off of your 2008 release?
That's right, yep.
The Road Between. Now, to my knowledge, you guys were... You were signed on with a management group or company or something like that that didn't work out so well?
That's right.
Is there a little story behind that you want to share?
For as much as I can, yeah. yeah, we signed on with an agency, actually, in the beginning, who offered us work and stuff like that. And we played about a year pretty much for free. And then we started to ask questions about why it's working out this way, and eventually we learned that it was just not for us. That it was a bit of a dodgy setup, so we walked away from that just after the release of the album. And I think, well, from my part anyway, I think I had to learn that sometimes, you know, doing things on your own is sometimes the best way, because the middle person becomes the filter for all the reward. You know, so sometimes you can work your ass off and kind of get nothing back. Someone else is getting paid for your work, so
yeah,
it's hard. It's a hard industry, and I'm sure it's the same here in Canada. Everywhere in the world, music has always been really hard, and I guess growing up you want the dream of, you know, having the management and the gigs, and you know,
all you got to do is write the songs and show up to the gigs.
Exactly, yeah. But the reality kicked in pretty quick that you still have to really work hard at controlling, keeping control of your work and making sure that it's taking care of you also. Yeah,
right.
Pretty hard balance.
Mm. Yeah. So was that a company out of Melbourne?
That's right. Yeah, that I won't name. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Huh. Well, I'm sorry that that didn't work out so well.
It's actually an experience that I really treasure, actually, because from now on, that will never have to happen again. And while we're young enough, we can still pave a bit of a path for ourselves without losing too much time and energy.
For sure. Yeah. It's just a part of the learning curve, I guess.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
So, live and learn. Mm. Cool. So, as for the songwriting process, all these songs off of all the albums, did you write all of them?
Yeah, lyrically, yeah.
Lyrically, okay. So when it comes down to the music, like as for this album, Beautiful World, that you did with the Sirens, what was the process with that? Like, did the Sirens write?
We played a part in arrangement, definitely, and like there were lines written. Essentially, like Christian would come to us with a song, and I guess we kind of would pull them apart and put them back together. Sometimes they'd end up exactly the same, but sometimes, yeah, we really, you know, gave a different vibe to the songs, and you know there was a lot of energy that you can't achieve as a soloist, and there's also I don't know, a lot of textural kind of work that we did, you know, just finding out what can sound like.
Yeah for sure. So were all these songs already written before you guys before you collaborated with the band?
Some of them were, but most of this I try to keep on top of things and record as I go, so that I'm not recording songs that are too old for me to really be there in that moment. But
right,
yeah, so these songs, kind of most of the Beautiful World album happened within that year space, and okay. We kind of formed them into what they are on the CD over that 1 year. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah
because you have you know, there's quite a few different instruments on there. I was mentioning earlier the organ on there. I was a pretty good organ player that was playing with you.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's it changes things once if you know, coming from just writing a song on a guitar to bringing all these different layers into the whole situation.
Yeah, for sure. It's really cool. The guys have been really great and in colouring in my pictures, kind of thing. You know, like I'll give a sketch and they'll just add all the colour and the textures and flavours there, and to give it what you said before, like your real variety, real kind of eclectic sounds and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm pretty lucky.
Mm. Nice. Mm. All right. Well, you we got about 15 minutes left here. You want to play a few more?
Yeah, I can play some songs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. This one's a kind of a country song. Called All or Nothing.
Smoking booze with a teenage attitude. It's getting pretty hard staying sober. It's starting to hurt just tying my own shoes. I got nothing to lose except for you. Like a kite on a string, you keep reeling me in to keep me raised. I'm not trying to fall, it's just happening all by itself these days. Just trying to work out why you used to send your life. You're keeping me upright. Your side, guess I'm an all or nothing guy. Mm-hmm.
on the edge of heartache and happiness, and I can't decide what's best. Don't hold me to words that I've told you. Just let go the words. It's absurd to think I make any sense. It's my only defense against you and this sense of urgency. It's all that's pushing me. Instead of falling at your feet, well, I just pass out on the street, and I would rather quit than fail. I'd rather starve than be for sale. This all flowed on by, 'cause I'm an all and nothing, all and nothing guy.
Awesome. Was that one an older track as well, or is that...
It's one that didn't actually make the album, but I really like it. And yeah, we just didn't get the chance or the time to really record it the way we wanted to, so it missed out. But I thought I'd just give it a spin today because
yeah
I like it.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
So before we run out of time here, I wanted to play. A song from RPG Radio. That's another band that you play with, right?
It is indeed, yep.
Yeah, and you care to tell me a little bit about this band?
Well, it's a bit of a international collaboration, I guess. We have a English singer from Bristol who's been living in Melbourne for a while, and the guitarist on the album now lives in Helsinki, so we're all from all over the shop. And it's sort of a rock outfit with... lots of hip-hop kind of elements in there, and even some Beatles influence. So we've got three-part harmonies and spoken word. And, yeah, we like to groove out as well, and it gets a bit dark. So, yeah.
Cool. Was there any particular track that you would like to hear?
What have we got? Maybe De Hood or something about a tree, if that's on there.
De Hood, cool. Yes. Here we go. This is RPG Radio on Friday Sunrise on 101.9. See you here.
RPG Radio. Man, woman, the subject of endless measurements. You might say that it didn't have any kind of sound bias.
Show Bob Locks, I should have locked him away. This payday game is gonna make me grey. No barefoot monkey there, but I know he's been there because his check's been squared up.
Squared up,
squared up. No footprints left. Agile and deft when put to the test. But the man who can't slip through his fingers never lingers. Tomorrow hasn't yet existed. He's got a pocket full of mischief, but all on a deadline day. Have you seen him?
in times, but I'll leave you behind. Around here, that kind of thing happens all the time.
Right mess, can't breathe, tight chest. I need files for 5, 2 hours left. I gotta find him before the wine dye minefield.
He's gotta leave him useless. He's running round like a greyhound. A beat pound nose to the ground. See me random track that monkey down. He's from my hood. He's a friend of mine. Jim, if you're always where he's been, why don't you think ahead and lie and wait for him? I said, lie and wait for him. 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 Lie and wait for him.
You see, qualities can be quantified in different ways, in different times. And I need him, and he needs me. We're the odd couple codependency. You see, an urban jungle can be a hard place to find. A climate on the loose, mischief on the mind. You never ever catch me. I can swing through the city. I will come down. Talking tons, but I won't leave you behind. Around here, when the server's down, you can search what you can't find.
All right, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. Got about 5 minutes before Marie Bernard steps in for Synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. I just want to say thank you to Christian Mizzi. And I've been having trouble pronouncing his last name all day, but I think I finally got it right. Yeah. As well as Frank Pierce, who are here from Melbourne, Australia. They're traveling. They're going to be hitting the road today, heading eastward all the way to Montreal over the next couple months. And yeah, that last song we heard was called Da Hood from RPG Radio, another band that Frank plays with back in Melbourne. So, yeah, any last words before you we sign off here?
Just thanks very much for having us here. And also, just wanted to let people know that our website, www.christianmitzi.com, is running now, and our music is available there to buy online. Also, I just wanted to say that we have a gig coming up on the 25th of August at the Railway Club in Vancouver. So if anyone...
The legendary Railway Club.
Yeah, the legendary Railway Club, yeah. So, yeah, come on down. But thanks very much for having us. It's been a great time.
Yeah, no problem. Do you know who you're playing with at the Railway Club that night, or is it just kind of heard?
Yeah, just... yeah, there's a guy there that said, come back. We played there last week, and he said, come back when you're... back in town, so
awesome.
Yeah,
cool. Well, I will definitely try and make it down for that one.
Ooh.
Awesome. Well, I guess we're gonna close out the show here. Oh, we should mention how to spell your last name, because it's a little different than I've ever seen Christian spelt before. So yeah, check out the website christianmizzi.com, which is KHRISTIAN, and Mizzi is MIZZI.com. All right, and yeah, so here's another track off of your latest album, Beautiful World. Any particular track you'd like the listening audience to hear?
Yeah, probably track 3. It's called Do It or Don't.
Do It or Don't.
Bit of a single there.
All right, until next week, and thanks for coming in once again, guys.
Yo, cheers, thanks, man. A lot.
A lot of fun. Yeah, for sure.
Sing, forget everything they've been taught and just throw it all out to the wind. Regardless of the bubble they're in. Tonight I will open my skin, just let them all in. Cause I'm not afraid of where their grubby hands might have been. I've had dirtier thoughts in my head, and dirtier things in my bed, if you know what I mean. Cause you never know how it's gonna go till it's all been and gone. And if I screw it all up and it breaks my heart, it'll make one damn good song. What makes people come clean? Just say what you mean and to say.